Some of the people who crowded the National Mall today said the United States is the rogue nation. Demonstrators were protesting a possible war against Iraq. More protests are happening across the country today, and in a moment we'll hear from a protest in California. But we start our coverage in Washington, D.C. That's where protesters heard from Jesse Jackson and also from Ramsey Clark, the Vietnam-era attorney general.
We can stop the war by moving to impeachment. Demand that the Congress do its duty. The House impeach and the Senate try the case. And the American people can exercise their power that way. Let's go.
The weather's cold, but our hearts are warm because we got fire in our belly for peace. It's time to fight for peace.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been watching the demonstrations on a bitterly cold afternoon. We caught up with her earlier today. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you, Steve?
I'm doing great. What have you seen this afternoon?
Steve, I can see from where I'm standing many city blocks full of people, at least a mile. As far as I can see, the street is packed full of people. And I have seen people, a wide range of opinions here at the march, from people who oppose war and violence under any circumstances, and then people who oppose unilateral action by the United States. You see people who are on the sort of radical left, who think that the U.S. should end occupation everywhere in the world, and then Republicans who believe that we should go with the United Nations.
Andrea, I gather that the demonstrators today actually left the National Mall, where we've seen so many hundreds of demonstrations over the years, and marched somewhere else. What were they trying to show?
Yeah, Steve, it was really unusual today. They marched away from all of the federal buildings and marched toward southeast Washington, D.C., to the Navy Yard. And their point in doing that is that the United States, if you want to count numbers, has more weapons of mass destruction than Iraq and many other nations. They're looking for a general disarmament, and we should look at ourselves first, is their message.
They demanded to inspect the Washington Navy Yard for weapons of mass destruction?
Yes, they did, Steve, and we're not allowed in, unsurprisingly, but they are now streaming towards the metro stations because many of them have been out here since 11 o'clock this morning, are very, very cold.
Now, in that brutal cold today, I gather that one of the organizers called this a new generation of anti-war activists. Was it?
It is a different movement that we saw in October. It's a different movement than the one we saw directly after September 11th, 2001. This movement includes many different denominations of Christian churches. It is not the normal crowd that you see out marching. It's very different. It's a very broad cross-section of America.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been spending the day in Washington, D.C. Andrea, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
This protest was aimed at President Bush, and a White House spokeswoman offered a brief response today. The White House said that protesting is a time-honored part of American tradition. Other groups of protesters marched across the country today in Des Moines, in Lansing, Michigan, in Venice, Florida, and in San Francisco. NPR's Richard Gonzalez called us from that demonstration today.
Well, Steve, I'm sitting in the San Francisco Civic Center where multitudes have gathered here to protest any possible U.S. war in Iraq. They began the march from the San Francisco Bay waterfront through downtown to the Civic Center. I don't have any official or semi-official crowd estimate, but I can tell you that it looks like it is substantially larger than what we saw in the October march.
Richard, when you look at the type of people who are marching, is there any sign that this protest has moved beyond the folks that you would expect at a demonstration like this, students and activists and that sort of thing?
Well, in this march, I see a lot more grandmothers. I see a lot more church people, some labor folks. This is a very broad-based outpouring here today. It's very hard to say there's one type of person here. It appears that people from all walks of life and from all ages and backgrounds are here today.
And just in the few seconds we have, Richard, this is the Martin Luther King holiday weekend, and that name came up a lot here in Washington. Are people invoking that name in San Francisco as well?
Dr. King's spirit is alive and well here in San Francisco. You hear people talking about it over and over again, and it's in contrast to the kind of weather you're having there in Washington, D.C., it is a stunningly beautiful day here in San Francisco, so that has, I'm sure, helped the turnout.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco. Richard, thanks very much.
Thank you.